Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We bring him in now from the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com, Eric Baranchuk. Eric, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, it's a lovely day up here. It's a little bit warmer than it was yesterday when we headed out of Lambeau, but not too bad. How about you?
No, we're doing well, man. I'm excited. The fact that they go into this thing, the break at sitting there at 8-2, they've got a good team in San Francisco on the docket, probably another good one up in Minneapolis, and everything else, hopefully it just falls into place. But tell me what you took away from yesterday's contest.
Well, I'm probably going to get some hate mail over this, but the reality is this, is if they're going to make a run on one playoff game, I think they're going to have to really – the other wide receivers other than Devontae Adams are going to have to step up their game. Because there was a couple of times, if you look in the first quarter, the first drive actually, there was that out ran by Lazard that he drops on third downs. That should have been a first down.
Mm-hmm.
And then MVS had the strike in the second quarter down the middle of the field that he drops on third down. Those are plays that they need to make. And there's, I don't care if there's three guys standing there, you got to be able to make that play. And the bottom line is, if I'm a defensive coordinator and I'm facing this football team, I'm going to put two guys on Devontae Adams, and I'm going to load the box up, and I'm going to play man coverage and thumb my nose at the rest of those receivers and say, hey, you got to beat us with Alan Lazard and Jay Kummerow and MVS and anyone else you want to march out there, because we are going to double a 17, and we are going to make sure Devontae Adams is going to be covered up well, and I'm going to stack the box with the rest of my guys and play man up, because I'm very skeptical of the other receivers other than Devontae Adams.
I understand it. I do. Look, Geronimo Allison has had better hands, although he hasn't been able to get all open as much. 3-for-3 in targets and catches yesterday. Marquez Valdes-Scantling has proven to be more of a one-trick pony. He's a down-the-field guy. He can go up and get it when he needs to, but he's got to get separation. But to me, doesn't it all become better if you get back to – prior to Devontae Adams coming back, the game right there at hand against Kansas City was 250-plus yards for Aaron Jones between touching the football, running it, and touching the football in the receiving game. Why have they gone away from that?
Devontae Adams is on the field.
Isn't that wrong, though?
I agree it's wrong. But when you look at what they were doing those 4 weeks, or when they were winning ball games when Devontae Adams was not on the field, nobody had 10 targets. Nobody. I think the highest, if I went back and looked, I think the highest would be like 6 or 7. When you're targeting the guy 10 times and you're relying on that guy to catch the ball, I would be, if I'm playing them, that's what I'm going to do, because 12, or I know people don't like it when I say 12, but I'm sorry. So Aaron Rodgers is going to throw to that guy, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And that's where the ball is going to go. So the other guys, to me, aren't good enough to take it. Because we got to face it, when you're playing in the playoffs, you're going to get defenses like Minnesota has, and you're going to get good, solid defenses. That's why they're in the playoffs. And they're probably going to be good enough to beat this team if they cannot find another weapon outside of Devontae Adams in the passing game.
I was reading, and people, there's a perception. You go to Geronimo Allison, people say, well, he drops it all the time. Technically, he's got 3 drops on the season. In the last 2 games, he's 5-for-5 in targets and catches. Now, not for a ton of yards, mind you. Don't get me wrong. But it has been better as he has come on. He's been more of a possession guy than he has been real downfield threat. He's moved the sticks a couple of times. Do you think Geronimo Allison is getting more comfortable coming out of that slot position?
I think Geronimo Allison is a B-minus, C-plus type receiver. I don't slot outside, which in the bunch, line up by a wing. To me, it doesn't make a hill of beans a difference until he learns to run better routes. He needs to be able to come in and out of breaks faster. need to break down prior to catching the football. And those are the things that I don't care where you put him on the field. They need to have a different level of player at that position. And I think MVS could be that guy. He's only in his second year. We all know what happened to Davante Adams his second year. He couldn't catch a cold during that year. Now look at him. He's one of the better guys. I think, to me, it takes 3-4 years for an NFL wide receiver to truly develop with all of the stuff that they have to do and be able to break loose on tight man coverage level. So there's a lot of things that they need to do to get better and to change. And I just don't think Allison is that guy. He's not enough quick. There's not enough quick twitch in him. They just need to get another year of seasoning under some of the belts, but they need to improve that position group.
Defensively speaking, and we were talking about this pretty much all day when I said, look, this defense is top 12 when it comes to scoring as it is right now. And when you look at where they're at over the last 4 or 5 games, yeah, the scoring has gone up, albeit they only gave up 16 yesterday. But they've been, hey, we'll give you everything down to the 30, and after that the field gets short, and we're going to go ahead and be opportunistic. And if they don't get a turnover, they have given up points. So here's my question. Can this defense sustain to a Super Bowl? Is there enough there for this defense to get you past an NFC Championship game and into a Super Bowl?
I would have to say no. And my theory behind that is that if you're weak in the middle, your whole defense is weak. And I don't think that when you get deeper into the playoffs, you're going to get teams that are going to be coached well and that are going to punch you in the mouth with the running game. And I don't think that when they're relying on a safety and a average speed linebacker to be at the mid-level of your defense, I think and make they're doing a great job with what they have. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they're opportunists. They're going after the ball. They're getting plays on the quarterback. That stuff is all fantastic. But the problem is they gave up almost 5.2 yards on the ground yesterday, and that is not a defense that can sustain you in the Super Bowl, in my opinion. They could get lucky and get the turnovers, and that's where they've been really, really good at, is being able to get, as you know, every game that they've got a turnover, they've won. And that continues to hold true. Hopefully they can do it. But I think you're not going to face, when you're facing Drew Brees and Tom Brady and all of those guys that are good quarterbacks, they're not going to throw that pass in the end zone like what happened yesterday. So to me, I don't think they're just not there good enough. Could they get them to the Super Bowl if that offense heats up and they're scoring 40 points a game? Yes. But, scoring 25 points, 26 points a game with what they're at on defense, I don't think they're good enough.
Well, if there's one thing this team needs to do better and or fix, that is coming out of this bye week to get themselves, we'll say, deep into the postseason, is that just simply fixing the middle coverage of this defense, or is it something else?
I think it's the middle part of the defense they got to fix. I don't know if you can. I think you can change. Here's my deal. Bill, you were a tight end, right?
Yeah.
When you came off the line of scrimmage, how many times did you get hit right off the line?
Every time.
Every time.
Damn near every time. You always got an elbow. You got a shiver. You got hands up against your chest, whatever. You pretty much were always tapped.
The game last night, and nobody touched Greg Wilson until they tackled him.
Right.
And I can't, to my life of me, understand the one time, it was in the third quarter, they ran a blitz, they blitzed 93, and they had 91 bailing out in coverage, and he's right in front of him. I don't understand why Preston Smith didn't bury him on the line right there. They're not, and then they run these short crosses with the tight ends across the off the ball. You got 5-yard rain window. I don't understand why they're not burying that guy. The tight end has been very difficult for this defense,
mm-hmm.
and they're not touching him. And I don't understand why. That's my point. And I'd love to sit down with Mike Pettine and say, why are you letting your tight ends run free? Because they're killing you. But, someday maybe he'll answer that question. But I don't understand. I think that would be the biggest thing. They do pretty good downfield. They're not very good against the run, but the tight ends have been killing them, and you're keeping drives alive, and it would be really nice. I think they need to fix that. They need to do a little bit on the special teams as well. They need to do some different things schematically, or I'm not sure, but they need to get that thing going.
Yep, no doubt. Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk later in the week. Enjoy the week.
I will. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I hope your week goes well.
Appreciate it, pal. We got to get you back over to do a post-game show with us as well when we get back for the Washington game, okay?
Okay, that sounds good. I can do that.
Talk to you soon. There you go. Eric Branchek of the Green Bay Press-Gazette joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Hey, my buddy Joe Hannes over at Sloppy Joe's just texted me, and they're one of the proud sponsors that's taken us to Super Bowl. He said, hey, if you're indeed able to mention this, today, it's Veterans Day, by the way, and we have only recognized the veterans once, and shame on me for doing that, but for not doing it more often, I should say. But he said $10 off for Veterans Day, a special today. It's also able to mention that they open up at 4. The $10 off covers over half of the menu items, and he goes on to say, veterans, bring in the veterans, you know, your military ID, and they do nothing but want to take care of you. Everything else, today, it's kind of like nothing else matters. All they want to do is take care of veterans. Joe and his staff and his beautiful wife and everybody over there, they just said, hey, if you're out and about and we know it's crappy weather, maybe you want to come in and watch the Monday night game, whatever. If you are a veteran or you're in the military, go in and ask for Joe. Tell him we sent you. They're giving you $10 off. It covers over half the menu items that they have, and he just wants to say thank you for your service. And that's what today is all about.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.